Part 19, How We Overcome. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Revelations 12:11. By definition, an earnest is a sign or promise of what will one day come. Once we are born of God and have this peace and confidence the Sabbath brings, we have the earnest of God for our new body that is waiting for us. 2 Corinthians 5:1 tells us, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is where God's life swallows up mortality and we receive a glorified body that has never sinned. This heavenly body is waiting for us and watches over these mortal bodies as we go through time. It is the spirit body that He created from the foundation of the world. This brings us full circle back to eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we were in the beginning before the fall. Eternity is symbolized by a circle as it has no broken lines. It just goes on forever. Astrophysicists are in general agreement with the fact if you could look straight ahead far enough, you would see the back of your body as the universe is a giant circle. When you think of far out distance, it is yet behind. There is no end to the universe or eternity. God can see the past, present, and future as He fills all space and time. He gives our prophets visions of eternity past and future for our benefit. Time is only a very tiny glitch in eternity, created by God for His purpose. It has allowed man to know Him, understand Him, and make the proper choice, since He wants a bride that chooses to love Him by a free moral choice. Revelation 19:7 tells us, For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. According to God's word spoken through His prophets, time is almost over and Satan and his angels will be annihilated. There will be no more sin and heartache and our promised rest. This little glitch in the eternal circle will close and we will forever be with the Lord throughout eternity. We will go full circle back to eternity past, where our journey in this book began with no sin or corruption. We will have only God's perfect love shed abroad in all our hearts with all the beauty around us that words cannot express. Best of all, we will forever be with the one who loved us enough to die for us when we did not even know He existed.